Welcome to the Purposeful Ministries presentation, What Are You Missing? Discovering the Power of Purpose in Your Life. The speaker is Pastor Marlon T. Perkins Sr., founder and president of Purposeful Ministries Incorporated. Have you ever wondered if there was something significant missing in your life? As if it were some critical piece within the puzzle of your life? No, it's not a girlfriend, boyfriend, or even a spouse. No, it's not a pet or that big promotion at work. And no, it's not the winning ticket to some multi-million dollar sweepstakes. It's much bigger than that. By now, you may be thinking that I'm talking about religion or God. Well, you could be right and still be wrong. Without a doubt, God is the creator of all life and truly the answer to your heart's deepest yearnings. But even the most devout Christian, who may very well be you, could still be missing this vital component to his or her life. Still wondering what it is? It's purpose, the God-given compass of your life. Whether you know and are pursuing your life's purpose or not, the following presentation will do three things for you. It will inform you, it will inspire you, and it will ignite you. For to live with purpose is to live on purpose. Now, let's listen to Pastor Perkins.
Hello, I'm Pastor Marlon Perkins, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this presentation. I'm a firm believer that to live with purpose is to live on purpose. When I was a little boy, my younger brother Chris and I would sometimes do things that would get on my mother's last nerve. And she would say to us, "Boy, if I were to put your brain in a bird's, it would fly backwards." You know, sadly, there are a lot of people that are doing just that. They're flying backwards in life. "The deepest human defeat suffered by human beings," wrote Ashley Montague, "is constituted by the difference between what one was capable of becoming and what one has in fact become. Someone has well said that a person is never what he ought to be until he is doing what he ought to be doing." James Van Prague once wrote, "We have all been placed on this earth to discover our own path, and we will never be happy if we live someone else's idea." And finally, Martin Luther once wrote, "Pity the person who has no sense of divine destiny." The crucial question seems to be, how do I find and fulfill the central purpose of my life? We begin with the notion of what I want to...